In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon the one who was a mercy to all humankind and the whole universe, Muhammadul Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed them until their last breath. Dear brothers and sisters all around the globe, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another episode of Open Talk. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In the previous programs, we have been talking about discrimination and its different forms and aspects, like religious discrimination, social-political discrimination. And in this program, we will talk about sexism or gender discrimination. Our dear scholar in the studio is Sheikh Jahangiri from the Islamic Seminaries of Qom. Sheikh, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to our studio.
Wa alaikum assalam, dear Sayyid Wahid. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. And in London, we have Sheikh Ahmad Hanif, who hasn't joined us for a long time. And as always, our dear colleague, Ms. Sadiqian.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Any work of value that doesn't begin in the name of Allah will be incomplete. In the name of the source of peace, peace be upon you. And assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, companions of Open Talk. Stay with us after a short break. This beautiful worldly life has an end.
How beautiful is this worldly life, but not a soul shall remain. We've all come into this world only to leave it one day. I can see that everything around me rises then fades away. Life is just a passing moment, nothing is meant to stay. Oh, this worldly life has an end, and it's then real life begins. A world where we will live forever, this beautiful worldly life has an end. It's just a that must be crossed to a life that will go on forever. So many years quickly slipping by, like the sleepers of the cave. Wake up and make a choice before we end up in our graves. You can't put me here in vain. I know I'll be held accountable for what I do. This life is just a journey, and it's taking me back to you. Oh, oh.
Welcome back, dear viewers. All right, if I start with Sheikh Jahangiri, my first question is the definition of gender discrimination.
Yeah, gender discrimination means evaluating the male over female, and we can say neglecting females' right in the society, in the work, in education, or we can say to give fewer opportunity to the women in society, in community, and in all for all walks of the all aspects of their life.
And the reasons, can it be stereotypes, gender roles in that society?
Exactly. But this definition of sexism or gender discrimination can be discussed, could be discussed from Islamic aspect. Is it evaluated? Is it valued? Is it okay or not? Yes. Inshallah, we can talk about it.
Inshallah ta'ala. All right. Do we have Sheikh Ahmad Hanif in London? Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum
salam
wa
rahmatullah.
Welcome back to our studio in London. It was a long time. We missed you.
We miss you too.
All right. Now, this is a question that many of our viewers would like to know, Sheikh. And that is, does Islam believe in equity or equality?
I think Islam believes in equity as opposed to equality.
Yes.
Equality is largely a quantitative concept. where things are made equal without consideration of the quality of the thing that you're dealing with. A very interesting example of the
Yes.
difference between equity and equality is one case where I heard about where a teacher said to their students to take, everybody should take off one side of their shoes and put it in a pile in the middle of the class.
All right.
Then the teacher would take a shoe from the pile without any discrimination and give it to a student. So everybody got a pair of shoes from the pile, a side of shoe, one shoe from the pile.
Yes.
The thing is, many of the people got a shoe that was not theirs. And people started to complain. They said,
All right.
this shoe is too big, this shoe is too small, this shoe doesn't match my other shoe, and so on. And this was an example of equality, right?
I see.
Whereas equity meant that you had a pair of sh a side of shoe that fit you, that went with your other side of shoe, etc., etc. So
Yes.
Islam is dealing with women and different behaviors and rights with respect to women and men on the basis of equity, in the
Yes.
sense that it recognizes that women have particular needs as women and men have particular needs as men, and so it aims to fulfill them on this particular basis. Whereas equality, again, we can't discount equality because equality does and should exist in certain aspects. For example, when all things are being equal, for example, a woman and a man doing the same job, they should get the same pay,
Yes,
you know? But
true.
however, when it comes to, for example, let's say the woman being pregnant and needing time off,
All
or the
right.
woman, for example, after having a baby, needing to stay home with their child, for example, she would be entitled to a particular right based upon equity in that very same
All
workplace.
right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. We're going to go for a break. Please join us afterwards.